You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about you stripping down to your tidy whiteys yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, I do want to give major props and kudos to everybody that participated in my Facebook post yesterday where I took a picture while I was sitting in the dermatologist waiting room, waiting for them to come in. And I obviously was naked and I took a picture from thighs down. And I said, what am I doing right now? Wrong answers only. And the ones that came in were, pap smear, earwax removal, getting your navel pierced, nipple reduction, office meeting, visiting your kid's school, and having your toes replaced with fingers. Amongst many more, y'all stepped up and made me LOL while I was sitting there waiting.
That is creative and funny. Those people are funny.
Getting your teeth cleaned, sponge bath. I mean, these were really good.
Replacing toes with fingers.
That's really, really funny. So thank you for all that. It helped calm my nerves because I was so outside my comfort zone yesterday, sitting there in my brand new boxer shorts, thank you very much, that I purchased just for this occasion, to have two lovely young ladies come into that room in the world's horriblest lighting, worst lighting ever, to give me a once-over with magnifying glasses, and they put the things on their eyes, and they have this special light thing, and I was so uncomfortable, Dom. Just so incredibly uncomfortable.
I know how you are.
Awkward small talk about vacations this summer. I was asking them questions about Dr. Pimple Popper, about how often they have to slice a cyst open and squeeze all the goo out.
Yeah.
I think the best moment, though, well, there's two that were embarrassing for me. I'm a sweater. So even though I was standing there or sitting, first off, completely, essentially naked on this chair with the paper on it, she made me stand up and the paper was like stuck to my back because I was sweating because of nerves and just because I sweat. So that was embarrassing.
That's foul, man.
And then the second, she makes me stand up and she's going over my back and everything. And both of them are standing behind me. And the last question in there, the last final spot to check, she's like, can I look at your butt?
Yes!
And she peeled those boxer shorts right off of me in the back, and those two lovely ladies were staring in that booty.
So did they find anything?
No, they didn't find anything. There was one little one on my nose I was concerned about. She's like, that's just a clogged oil duct. So she took a cauterizer to it. She's like, because it like bleeds every now and then. Hey, overshare. So she fried it essentially and said that should take care of it. But she's like, you're good. I'll see you in a year. Everything is fine. Whew. And she said, nice arse, right before she closed the door and left the room.
This is one of the entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy. Is because he's so worked up, sweating over it, and he hates it. Whereas I walk into places and volunteer to take all my clothes off.
I don't know.
I mean, I at the dentist, I say, "Do you need me to take anything off?
Or, you be good here? You need me to drop my pants?
Do you need to see my butt? What do you think?"
It wasn't good. And like I said, the lighting—it's the worst lighting on the planet in those rooms. And I've been working
about
out.
The lighting
well, it
on
just
your
doesn't
butt?
Make you look good at all. Your skin looks just nasty in those fluorescent lights. And I've been working out quite a bit. I'm not a mess. I'm not a slob or anything, but I don't care how much you've been working out. The positions that they put you in and that chair that you have to sit in before they come in, you look like a frumpy dumpling. I mean, I'm just looking down at myself, just disgusted, and it's embarrassing.
Hey, it'll be my turn very soon. And I mean, I'll be the
frumpy dumpling
guy they see. So it's like,
I will say I did feel pretty good about that because I was by far the youngest guy in there, probably by 40 years for sure. In the waiting room
years.
By 40 years. Every other person in there, bless their hearts, we're all going to be there, we're using walkers and having a hard time walking, and they're in there for their skin checks. And not that I'm belittling the elderly or anything, but I was like, well, at least they're looking at somebody younger today versus saggy booty.
You think you were some sort of prize for them yesterday?
I kind of feel like they were like,
Did you walk out and they huddled and they're like, oh
finally.
That was a treat.
Somebody younger.
I make it no secret that I have a total crush on my dermatologist. And the last time I was in, she didn't even come in. She sent somebody else in, like a backup. you know, a dermatologist trainee or whatever. Yeah. So I didn't even get to see my hot dermatologist.
Oh, man. Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad
Thank
you don't
you.
Have any issues.
I'm good for another year.
You know, in Colorado with the thin atmosphere, that's not a given.
So
I mean,
important.
There's a lot of skin cancer issues in Colorado, and so I'm glad you're all healthy.
Thanks. This is the first time I've been to a dermatologist in 15 years. They checked my records, and I was like, holy crap. I was
really?
So due.
Yeah,
so
that's
due.
Not good.